Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap with your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online, this Thursday, April 4th, 2024. We'll be walking you through some of the biggest news that has been shaping the insurance industry across Australia. We begin our roundup with an initiative underlining employee well-being and inclusivity. MetLife Australia has unveiled their groundbreaking leave policies. The company grants up to a 10-day break for those handling menopause, 5 days to help cope with fertility issues, and a generous 4-week leave for those going through gender affirmation. The noteworthiness goes further as they are also rolling out an enhancement of their paid parental leave, 16 weeks set for 2024, and eyeing an advancement to 18 weeks in the future. These policy amendments come in response to MetLife's comprehensive study concerning their workforce, with a distinct emphasis on women over 40. Alex Sosnoff, head of People and Culture, advocates this strategy as a means to foster worker engagement, support their professional and personal expansion, and retain the high-quality talent within the company. Next on our agenda, home insurance. Earlier this week, industry expert John Trowbridge participated in a dialogue urging the federal government to address the persistent problem of underinsurance by endorsing total replacement coverage policies. Trowbridge's stance was crystal clear. Homeowners must not be left to their own devices when evaluating their coverage, a tendency that often leads to inadequate insurance in the face of large-scale disasters. His perspective remains hopeful. Shifting to these full replacement policies would not radically amplify the insurance premiums, yet would bring a much-needed sense of security to policyholders. The hope is that by September, an array of constructive recommendations can be put forth to combat chronic underinsurance. Lastly, we bring our focus to the convergence of technology with insurance. In a meaningful step towards claim resolution acceleration, a substantial majority of Australia's insurance firms are harnessing artificial intelligence. A whopping 90% of insurers are either currently utilizing or on the brink of admitting AI through chatbots and sophisticated systems, according to Gallagher Bassett's study. These advancements primarily boost customer service, with an adoption rate surpassing the global average. Besides that, 58% of firms are leveraging the AI power to process insurance claims and risk assessment. Yet the application of AI for disaster responses is yet to catch up, with only 37% of firms incorporating such strategies. That wraps up our weekly news roundup. Stay up to date with the complexities of the financial and insurance industry by joining us next time on the Insurance News Wrap with me, Paige Estratori. And remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au.